It's 72 degrees at 8:50 this morning and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to higher today on continued good interest from packers for additional loads to complete this week's slaughter schedules. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from 50.50 to 55.50. Peoria, $1 to $1.50 higher today with a top price of 50.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, June 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,481. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64 to $79.73. The weighted average, $73.72, a loss of 11 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.10 to $61, the weighted average, $58.21. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,736. The base price range was $63 to $80. The weighted average, $76.48, a gain of $1.27 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.75 to $63.25, and the weighted average was $58.79.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, we had 0.4 inch on Friends Plaza earlier this week, but we need to see follow-up showers. Are we going to get them?
Well, Dave, it does look like we will have a chance for showers and thunderstorms across a good portion of the eastern Corn Belt, and that will start up with the moisture streaming up from the southern plains. The rain that has been flooding areas of Texas and Oklahoma for the last couple weeks, that moisture is going to move up to the north and east, and a little disturbance rolling through the northern plains will trigger some showers and thunderstorms. Looks like mainly in the overnight hours tonight across portions of Iowa and northern Missouri, and then the scattered showers and thunderstorms start to show up in the picture for areas east of the Mississippi River as early as tomorrow afternoon. And it looks like the front that will be the boundary and the trigger will become stationary across the area. So there's a pretty good chance that many areas will pick up some of that follow-up precipitation so badly needed in the eastern Corn Belt in order to prevent the further declines in the corn and soybean conditions. On the plains, again, another large thunderstorm complex across the southern half of the region, providing another unwelcome round of heavy rains and high winds. Adverse effects on the plains' persistent wetness includes delay in winter wheat harvest and the final summer crop planting, along with the threat of further degradation in the quality and ripening of mature wheat. Forecast for the area does also include, once the system moves through and we start looking at early next week and the time beyond that, a big ridge of high pressure, which could have triple-digit temperatures moving across the northern plains, and above-average temperatures expected for a good portion of the country, basically the western two-thirds of the country, for the end of June and into the start of July, with very, very warm conditions and mainly dry, the upper levels of the atmosphere cooling off or heating up and removing the cool air, which does help to trigger the showers and thunderstorms. So, again, follow-up rains to yesterday's storm system for the eastern Corn Belt incredibly important right now because if we don't get any rain and then we go into a very hot and dry period, stress on the crop and degradation of quality will start to take place a little more rapidly. Outside the U.S., a couple areas of interest in Australia. Two additional waves of rain will move through Queensland and some far northeastern New South Wales grain and oilseed production areas over the next week or so. Precipitation locally heavy at times. The area impacted will be more sorghum and cotton country than key winter wheat and canola areas. However, rainfall over the next week will range from 1 inch to 3 inches in some east central Queensland locations. Southeastern parts of the state and northeastern New South Wales receiving anywhere between 1/4 inch and 1 full inch of rain. Interior Western Australia will continue to miss out on significant rain, but some occasional precipitation expected. Eventually, most crop areas in the state will be impacted. Quickly looking at China, flooding has occurred in recent days in the eastern Sichuan and a few Hubei locations where drying is now needed. Restricted rainfall will occur in the northern China plain over the next 5 days. Totally dry weather may not occur, but resulting rainfall a little too light to counter the evaporative losses, leading to the region becoming in net drying mode. And recent soil moisture assessments suggest that the region from Hebei into Shandong and western Heilongjiang province have been continued to trend drier. Rain is also needed in Liaoning, Jilin, and Hebei to stop developing corn moisture or crop moisture stress. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 568, down 1 1/4 last trade, up 2. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 585.5, up 4.5, last trade up 1 1/4. December 602, up 0.5, last trade up 1.5. July corn opened at 392, down 4, last trade down 6.25. December $4, down 3.5, last trade down 6. March 406, down 5.75, last trade down 4.75. July beans opened at 828.5, down 0.5, last trade up 0.5. November 864, unchanged, last trade down 0.25. March 882, up 4, last trade up 7.5. July soybean meal opened at 229.60, down 10, last trade up 30. July soybean oil opened at 35.34, up 2, last trade down 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope, a Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, we had that bearish reversal on Monday. We had limit down yesterday. We had some weakness overnight. Question I have for you is, on the way up, when we rallied to new contract highs, 393 was a top of a range that we were in for 2 months, and that provided strong resistance on the way up. Question is, will it provide strong support on the way down?
I think that if the weather picture, if the rain that is in the forecast materializes, I think it'll go through that like a hot knife through butter. Really, I don't think that these the support and resistance areas will mean that much if the fundamental impetus is there. I guess is the way I'd look at it.
So, if it goes through a hot knife like butter, and there are some implications that we're going to see some more rain in the eastern Corn Belt later this week, what are we looking at? Mid to low 380s.
I would think so. Yeah, I think from current levels, if this rain Friday unfolds as promised, at least as promised yesterday, people are waffling on a little bit today, it seems like to me. But if we were to get 3/4 inch to 1.5 inches, something like that, with 80% coverage, I think corn would have a real hard time not falling 25 cents, which has put us down really low 370s in the D's. But that's if the rain comes.
So the opening,
that's a big if, it seems like to me, but they're definitely leaning that direction.
So the opening call today?
Right now, I'd say 6 to 7 lower in the corn. Beans, boy, they were really resilient for a lot of the night last night. Spent a lot of time up 7 or 8, but finally succumbed at the end, finished a penny higher. I think they'll be something around unchanged, really. In wheat, I'd say probably unchanged as well, maybe a penny higher.
Looks to me, looking at the charts, like the 840 area in the November beans is a pretty good support level.
840 in November. Yeah, I would think that's true, too. Here again, though, if the moisture is advertised as delivered, I don't think we'll have a problem going below 840, would be my own opinion. I think we could really dip down to 820 area, something along those lines. But and probably just as important, if not more, is that if the rain arrives, we might not see the bottom fall out, but we're certainly going to see a lid put on this market. It would have a great difficulty rallying, in my opinion, and it would take just that much more fierce of a problem to allow us to ever approach the highs again.
Turn your attention to the Merck. What do you see there?
The Merck looks like pretty much steady, and the cattle and hogs maybe dime higher.
Anything in particular of note as we look out ahead?
Well, the funds, I mean, when we saw yesterday the relatively small amount that the funds sold yesterday, in a percentage of what their longs are, kind of makes you realize the fragility of this market here right now. And I think it's kind of in Mother Nature's hands at the moment.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.